of such a tiny audience. But they all love giving us money.
We've all got jobs in IT.
Hey, welcome to Bunta Vista, episode 420. Welcome to the House of Lesser Skarsgårds, a hype house where I live with all the other untalented and unfuckable loser children of Stellan and Mia. With me is our father's least favorite offspring, a man I can only describe as odious and detestable, with a face only a mother could love, although ours did not. It's Axel Skarsgård. Hey, Andrew, do you really think our brothers are that talented and fuckable?
No. No. I mean, no. You saw what Alex was wearing at that latest film premiere.
Yeah, stupid. It's fucking stupid. I'm so sick of his shit. He's such a show-off. Oh, I'm sexy and kind of androgynous. Fucking loser.
No, I'm kissing these other good-looking guys on the lips. Whatever.
Walk around like a dog. Whatever. We can all do that.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, check out. Check out our brother. Also with me is another detestable sibling. He loses $18,000 in poor crypto trades every day, but he is getting his real estate license. Yeah. He's an enormous fucking loser, and even we all hate him. It's Chungus Skarsgård. Hey, Theo.
Hey, how
you really think our brothers are that talented and fuckable?
It's so fucking annoying. Just because they have like normal posture and they're not like continually hunched over.
Yeah,
like
they're not hunched over like a gremlin or an ape.
Yeah, kind of, you know, walking without the use of their knuckles, and you know they've kind of got like a hairline. That's
bipeds.
Sort of
bipeds,
nice,
right?
They're
crazy.
Kind of nice with it. Yeah. Whereas my widow's peak goes all the way to the back of my skull. I'm
it
not
never
balding.
Stops. It never stops.
It's been like that
the
whole time. No, I am especially odious. You are correct. I cannot pass the real estate exam.
Yeah. Whatever that is. You're really fucking stupid too.
Yeah. But I kind of want... I do want that for myself, not because I think I'd be good at it, because I think that to own a Porsche Boxster for selling houses is probably it's what people should be aspiring
to. Our dad would be so proud of
our
you, if not more
so
proud than of any of the work that our siblings have done.
Yeah, sure. It's not a 911 like maybe Alexander owns, right? Like, you know, or Bill. It's not... Bill's got that fantastic. He got that the Series 1 Toyota MR2 that was like tastefully done up for track days and stuff. And like, I can't own a cool car. I know that. But maybe if I get my Porsche Boxster from selling,
you will receive our father's love. Yes.
Mid-rise, houses that I'll at least approach. Like some sort of recognition of consciousness in my father's eyes.
You might get invited to Christmas.
I might get invited to Christmas.
You might wish none of us are.
And they won't make me sit at the dog's table.
The table for all the dogs
in
the Skarsgård house.
All the perfectly trained, beautiful, purebred,
beautiful
miniature schnauzers.
Our dogs, all pugs. We've got 30 pugs.
30 pugs.
None of them grieve.
Yeah, we're kind of the Skarsgård pugs as well.
We kind of are.
Yeah.
Also with me is an abhorrent creature. He is brunette with brown eyes. He's clutching a bong. Yeah, that's right. He's still smoking a bong in 2025. He spends all day here jacking off his sad little peebus. Our father despises him, and we do too. It's Jared Skarsgård. Hey, Ben. What's up?
He's still smoking that weed that makes you horny.
You're the only one of us that's actually Swedish.
I don't know any Swedish. I've just got, hello.
Same.
Hello.
I don't even know how to say it. Hello.
Hey.
I'm Jared Skarsgård.
I am Jared Skarsgård.
This is my bone.
I fucked up on that loud. Do you have $5?
You're paying $5 for a 20 bag. That's how bad the weed is.
It's not good.
It's just seeds and stems.
It's all stem.
Oh, let's list them off. You got Alexander. You got Gustav. You got Bill. You got Bill. Volta. You got Sam. You got Aisha. And you have Kolbjorn. And then the rest.
Man, that
and
dad
I fucking hate okay. them all, except for us.
I hate them all.
We should unionize.
Yes.
We should. This union of lesser scars.
The union
scars
of the lesser scars.
We deserve love too, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I look at the mirror and I think I don't deserve love.
Yes.
Because I've seen what Alexander looks like and I've seen that Bill can act.
I want to make a distinction
here. Ladies love him,
though. Ladies love him. Ladies fuck him. He looks.
Bill?
I know. I seem like
he
I'd be a Bill fan. I'm an Alex fan. Sad.
Right. When he had his Nosferatu dong hanging, you know.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think we deserve love. I do think we are legally entitled to it.
Yes.
Yes.
I think, yeah. I think we can
Swedish
make that case
law.
In a court of law. Yeah.
Swedish Human Rights Charter says that even if your children are ugly, you must love
you
them.
You must love them.
Look, I'm going to say it. I don't think that Bill Skarsgård has anything like evil going on. So not along those lines, but Bill's... Yeah, Bill Skarsgård is the Casey Affleck of the Skarsgård family.
That's just a...
But Casey Affleck's a fantastic actor.
He's a fantastic actor, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Can we ditch all of this?
Assassination of Jesse
the assassination
James.
Jesse James is so good in that.
It's, well, not good. Not a good
guy.
Oh,
not a good
guy.
Not
a
good person. Great actor.
Yeah.
I don't know about any of
it. A strange look, but...
It's not as strange as Bill Skarsgård, though.
I reckon they're kind of... Oh, yeah.
He's got a very he's a bit of a chameleon though. You know,
Bill Skarsgård or Casey Affleck.
He can be real ugly and then be sexy.
Yeah,
in the Crow.
Sexy.
I watched the Crow movie. That's genuinely one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Really is. Hey.
Horrific.
Man, that was such an absolute stinker. I was watching it and like feeling my hit points draining.
Horrific.
Oh.
Why would you watch it though? You have so much available to you in like I was thinking the other day, like how good is art? Like how good is just the stuff that you enjoy, right? Like the shit, the music
that
you love.
The stuff
that
I enjoy whips.
Yeah, it's so good, right? The stuff that you like.
Yeah.
Fucking fantastic.
The stuff I don't like, some of that's pretty good too.
Why would you waste your time on The Crow 2024?
Do you know I have a problem? You know I have a dread fascination with cinematic bombs, right?
Yeah. I don't get it. Like my life is finite and ticking away as well.
Oh
I
boy,
love watching
mostly,
shit though.
Mostly done.
My Burntown chart, very dire.
Got FKA Twigs in there.
Yeah,
she's
terrible too.
FKA Twigs in The Crow.
Oh yeah, she's also bad. It's awful.
It's
she's
all
bad.
So
not
bad.
Even Bill could save it.
Danny Houston. Oh. They got a Danny Houston in there.
Now the thing is, if you go back and watch Alex Proyas' original The Crow from the 90s that
Australian
we also fondly
excellence.
Remember,
yeah.
It's not very good.
It's not great.
Well, okay.
It's just got like a cult thing.
Like it's bad, but it's like awesome.
Yeah, this isn't awesome. It's not
it's got
awesome.
Some
it's
fun
bad.
Images.
There's the aura of death also haunts
the
original
it's
Crow,
got the,
right?
The
which is sort of a, yeah.
A
Brandon's impending death.
Original song by The Cure. And I think also an original song by Nine Inch Nails.
Uh-huh. So, you know, it's got like some things going for it. But if you go back and watch it, you know, it doesn't hold together fantastically as like a narrative or anything like that. Watching the new The Crow, who's this for? Who'd you make this for?
Who's
Why?
Against?
Hey, you know what? Something that's
New
been tickling me lately is like, you know, you're looking up a recent movie on Wikipedia, and you scroll about one half to two thirds of the way down, and there's that same picture of Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross that's on like, I would say one quarter of movie Wikipedia pages from the last 5 years, five
Good.
To 10 years.
Good.
Yeah,
great.
Good.
I keep seeing it.
Yeah.
How does he, you know how like they have a sound, like there's a specific like synth sound where you're just like, oh, that's a Reznor Ross, whatever, he's doing that thing. But it doesn't sound derivative when he, like you can just pick it, but every one of them sounds kind of fresh.
Yeah.
You think about Handcover's Bruise from the Social Network.
Yes.
What all of the main ones from the Watchmen HBO series.
Yes.
What a fucking, oh. So good,
and even Atticus Ross by himself doing the opening to the what's the Japanese? Sure, help me out.
What's the Japanese show?
Shogun. Yeah.
Confused woman in the early 1940s at a dinner party. What's the Japanese?
What are the Japanese?
My husband was trying to tell me something about some sort of oyster harbor.
We were just talking about how we're just such good friends before we started and how we love doing this show with each other. And we're lucky. It's lucky for that, isn't it?
Yeah, lucky we have an established relationship with trust and intimacy, because otherwise this would feel like bullying.
You can't do that. If you're listening to this, you can't do that to us.
You're not in the circle. Okay?
I'm very fragile. Do not bully me.
I'm very fragile.
Andrew seems to have a pretty solid sense of self.
Yeah.
Pretty robust.
Yeah, I'm all right. I thought I was depressed yesterday, but I think I'm just coming down with something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or hungry or something, yeah.
I think I've caught something from my daughter.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
Hey, if you do want to do some really over-familiar insults or critiques of us based on stuff you heard, you'd have to do it via the Bunta Vista hotline. Please don't. It's time for the Bunta Vista hotline. Please don't do this. 1-800-317-515. That's the Bunta Vista hotline. 1-800-317-515. That's the Bunta Vista hotline. You can send us an email. mailbag@buntavista.com. Maybe DM us on Twitter. You could even message Facebook, but we don't really check the Facebook, yeah. 1-800-317-515, that's the Bunta Vista hotline. 1-800-317-515, that's the Bunta Vista hotline. This is a follow-up to something that we talked about in the most recent bonus episode, 100 Grunts in the Sea of Tranquility. Lucy, you weren't on that episode, but I think you might have listened to it, which is
crazy. The last one? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
That's wild.
You just listening to Bunta Vista?
Sometimes I just want to listen to my friends having fun together.
Yeah. Okay, that's, no, I know what you mean.
It sounds really nice, but I know enough about you for that to be like 70% maybe sincere at a max. We implored our listeners to tell us any experiences that they've had in their life that they could not explain. You know, something a little of the spooky.
Supernatural.
Yeah.
And it's stupid when a cop does it, by the way.
Yes.
But it's very intriguing when like a normal salt of the earth person.
Regular person experiences
something beyond their ken.
Yeah.
And does the best they can to deal with it.
Yes, which is telling a podcast about it, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you got to do something, don't you?
This first one is from listener Matthew. It is spelt Frenchly, but I'm not going to try and upset someone by trying to pronounce that
Matthew?
Frenchly. I'm
just
riffing on their name.
Matthew. Dear Bunta Vista, I am not a cop or a school resource officer, but I did see Bigfoot once.
Oh,
that's one of the most perfect sentences
that's
ever been said to us.
You will notice he doesn't say a big foot. One of the big feet.
Yeah.
I was listening to you guys saying stupid.
Yeah.
Not good. Even if there are multiple, I think a big foot is still.
I don't think his species is Bigfoot.
His species is not Bigfoot.
He is just Bigfoot.
Yeah. I saw a Sasquatch. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
That makes sense.
They're not all Chewbacca's. You know?
Yeah, that's right. You got Lumpy. You got Itchy. We were looking this up the other day. What's the name of his kids and his wife? His wife
awful
is Lumpy.
Children.
Who are you talking? Lumpy?
Chewbacca's wife is Lumpy?
Chewbacca's wife is Lumpy.
Chewbacca's wife is Lumpy.
Did he name them?
Chewbacca. I think one of his kids is Itchy.
Atachitkuk.
Yeah, one of my kids is Itchy too.
Lumpawaru.
Oh, sorry, son. Yeah.
And his wife, Mulatobuck. That sounds... Right.
Yeah.
Mulatto Buck. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got Itchy
my
from.
New
I don't
crypto
think he
coin.
Has, I don't think he has Itchy. I don't know. Dump it. When I was about 10, my family took a trip to Durango, Colorado to go skiing. Our hotel was a short bus ride from the ski slopes. It's a short bus ride, not a short bus ride. Mostly on a road that ran on top of a sheer drop down to a wooded area below. I was in a window seat, and when the bus rounded a corner, I saw Bigfoot.
Oh, my God.
Emphasis mine. Maybe 60 meters below the road, I saw a bulky, dark-colored bipedal figure walking through a clearing in the trees.
Oh, shit. You saw Bigfoot, dude.
I think you saw Bigfoot, man.
The clearing was empty except for the walking figure, and there was quite a lot of snow, so it really popped against the white background.
Yep.
Just good composition.
He doesn't have like a white winter ghillie suit situation either. Yeah. It doesn't change seasonally.
Oh, he's not dressed like that guy from the end of Wind River.
Or Mark Wahlberg in the end of Shooter when he's up on that mountain.
Oh, shit, dude. Movies that finish with a guy in a winter like Arctic sniper suit on top of a mountain.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Shooter. Wind River. I'll keep working on this one later and I'll let you know what else I come up with. Yep. The figure was dark brown or black all over. I didn't see any colors or reflective bits that might have been cold weather gear. It also walked strangely, swinging its arms in a way that looked exaggerated or like its shoulders were stuck. I watched it take maybe 10 or 15 steps across the clearing until it disappeared into the trees and the bus rounded another corner.
Wow. Ben, I was just thinking of Die Hard 2. There's a lot of white winter camo in Die Hard 2.
True, yes. We'll put this in our...
There is.
You know where people make those hyper-specific letterboxes?
Yes. Great movie for winter camo in that. Yeah.
I'm looking right now at camopedia.org.
Oh, what?
I do love a white winter camo. I think it's nice.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the vibe.
Camopedia. Wow.
Camopedia.org.
Anyway, I don't want to cast doubts on this. I think that possibilities possibilities are beautiful, and adding more possibilities does not dilute the magic of it. But maybe you saw a Skarsgård down there.
I was going to say that.
Maybe you saw Brenton Skarsgård.
You saw Brenton Skarsgård.
I think this might have been Kolbjorn.
Although he's not bipedal. Most of us not bipedal.
Semi-upright hominids. We're basically just an around erectus.
Yeah.
Is that Bill Skarsgård in his Nosferatu outfit? Oh, it's Hanging just dong? Brenton.
It's just regular
Brenton.
Well, I think Bill Skarsgård's not going to be big enough. Bill Skarsgård couldn't do a Bigfoot, right? He's not.
He's fucking
pretty
huge.
Large. He's fucking enormous. He's You're literally talking about an enormous man.
You're talking about the biggest Skarsgård,
perhaps.
Okay. Yeah,
I think Sterling is the biggest by mass.
I'm less familiar with Bill Skarsgård. I haven't seen Nosferatu
yet. Alex is taller.
Oh.
Alex is taller?
Alex is taller. So Bill
is 1.92
meters.
He could pick me up.
Alex is 194 centimeters. Sam Skarsgård, 196 centimeters. They just keep getting bigger.
They're all big.
At this rate, Skarsgårds will be 6 meters tall and ruling the earth.
Ooh, I'd hate that.
Tell you what, I don't like the look of this. He looks like a cancelled emo band frontman.
Sam Skarsgård.
Yeah, he looks
Sam
like one of your sort of guys.
Skarsgård. Yeah,
he looks like a guy who got thrown out of 30 Seconds to Mars for being more problematic than Jared.
Yeah. Yeah, Lucy's dating this guy. Lucy's 100% dating this guy.
Yeah, I'm dating a Skarsgård.
Sam Skarsgård.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't fucking matter.
I want to talk about it.
He looks like they pulled Paul Dano out like a Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just as ugly and unfuckable as us.
Bring him in with us. Bring him to the house of
Lesser.
You
look like a podcaster.
Oh, I thought we were still being Lesser Skarsgårds. Oh, fuck.
We're basically on the same level.
Yeah.
The lowliest Skarsgård is still like above the loftiest podcaster.
Yeah, I think we can all agree with that.
Yeah, except celeb. If you're dual wielding podcasting and acting, you're in the acting bracket. You're not judged in the podcasting brackets, you know.
Yeah, that's. Do you believe that about Dasha?
Now that she's in movies, I think she's permanently a podcaster because that's where she got her start. You're right. The rules are complex.
Yeah, the rules are complex, and that's the exception that proves the rule, I guess. Dumbass. Yeah,
that's right. Did you guys see the list of nominees for the podcast Emmys?
No. And I never will.
Okay, so there are 25 podcasts that were qualified to be in the running for the Emmy for podcasting. And here is the list.
Podcasting. Emmy's on the... Emmy is... They've which one's that? Is that...
TV.
The TV.
But podcasts are not TV. They're... noise.
Well, I think the times we live in now, we've sort of blurred the lines between the internet and television. Well, we're not.
I think Theo's suggesting that maybe it should be a Grammy.
Oh, because it's audio.
Because it's audio.
It's recorded. You know?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. The shows are 2020 from ABC News. I guess a news podcast.
A news podcast. Yeah, okay. Yep.
48 Hours from CBS News. I think that's a news podcast.
Yeah.
Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard.
Oh, my God.
So Dax Shepard's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
it really tight. Does. It's like, hey, dope. A famous person talks to somebody is really just doing numbers at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all people want.
They want to be inside the lives of celebs instead of inside the lives of nobodies.
What if you turn nobodies into celebs in your mind?
Yeah.
Imagine or with, that.
Or with fixated money. On them.
And became really, really fixated on them and thought that you were like best friends in your heart.
Figured out whereabouts in Mount Gravatt East Theo lives.
Yeah. I don't think we've been saying east.
Oh, do you want me to beep that and they can figure out which cardinal direction I've... Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, that cool. sucks, dude. That sucks. That sucks.
Candace? I think that might be...
That's Candace Owens.
Candace Owens' podcast?
Yeah, that's Candace Owens. Yeah.
Pretty cool. Crime Junkie? Some crime bullshit. Dateline NBC? The news one.
News
good one. Hang with Amy Poehler.
Yeah,
I thought so.
Famous person talks to her friends. It's not even that good. Like, they're mainly just talking
just
about,
cheating.
Like...
They're still talking about The Office. Every clip that I see, they're talking about The Office.
Parks and Rec. Like,
oh,
I was talking
Parks
to,
and Rec.
Yeah, I was talking to Chris the other day.
Makes more sense.
Or SNL.
Yeah.
Great.
But, like, it's not been out for that long either. I don't
it
understand.
It hasn't been out that for
now
that long,
is,
and they're not
the
really doing
podcast.
Anything much with it, and it's not, like, funny. It's not groundbreaking. It's
where's
not,
her
like,
train intro?
Yeah, you know, where's her train intro? Yeah.
Yeah, where's her sneeze where fetish episode?
Yeah.
I also take issue with talking about a podcast when it's like mostly video content.
Yeah.
Like it's a like people are watching the videos of this. They're
it's
not.
It's a podcast. Yeah.
You've
You're
got
a podcaster.
You've got a chat show. You're doing
Why would you
Tom
want to
Green
listen to
in
it
2025.
Without the camera on it. Yeah.
You want to see those celebs, the way they're looking
your celeb
at each other?
Friends.
Yeah.
You want to see the intimate
her and,
gazes
her
of
and
your friends
Plaza together?
Oh my God. Electric. Yeah. And you don't get that in the audio. Morbid, don't know.
Who
Mr.
cares?
Ballin podcast, Strange, Dark, and Mysterious Stories. No fucking idea. Pardon My Take. Don't know. Pod Save America.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Rotten
they haven't
Mango.
Done it yet either, have they? They haven't saved America. They're kind of like...
I think it's gotten worse since they
it's
started.
It's gotten worse, and I would say probably worse for their influence too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rotten Mango. Don't know. The Sean Ryan Show. No idea. Smartless. Who? Celebs Talking.
Okay.
Stuff You Should Know, pretty good.
All right.
I like Stuff You Should Know. Yeah, that one's fine.
Okay.
The Ben Shapiro Show.
Yeah. Ooh, that, yeah. Little wow, pocket the, fascist.
The Goebbels Hour. Great. Good stuff. I bet that's fucking riveting. The Bill Simmons Podcast. Don't know. The Daily for the New York Times. The Joe Rogan Experience. The Megyn Kelly Show. The Mel Robbins Podcast. The Tucker Carlson Show. This past weekend with Theo Von and Up First from NPR. What
it's
are
like
we doing?
It's like eight fascists in there.
Easily. I think they're trying to like equally balance out fascists with like regos because that's what they feel
together.
Balance
they feel
is.
Like they have to because are they doing the biggest numbers? That just seems fucked to
oh,
me.
100%
like, are America's
doing the biggest,
dumbest
the biggest
people
numbers.
Sitting there listening to a podcast?
100%. I mean, you've got Joe Rogan at the top. Theo Von is doing like numbers that would make your head explode.
What's up with that guy?
What's is up? He, well, he's like, whoa.
Has he got like a...
A condition?
What? Yeah.
Every time I see something where he says something really stupid and then
replaced?
He gets yelled at and he goes, I'm just a kid, man,
trying
to make his way through in this world. He's 45
he's,
years old.
Yeah, he's like
that guy's 45. The man is 45.
Man, it's 45.
Yeah,
you can't
I was
be saying that
fucking,
at 45.
Yeah. I was watching a CoffeeZilla video the other day, the guy that like deep dives and investigates scams and that sort of stuff. And he was talking about the... latest model of scams that are basically making podcasts or like influencers enormous amounts of bank. And so he was talking about specifically about gambling and like doing DraftKings ads and that sort of stuff. And they get so much money for that. But the other one is, you know, you used to do a crypto pump and dump, right? Where you say, hey, I've got this coin and then hey, it'd be, you know, be, it's super promising, it's amazing, you know, everyone, people go and buy it, it forces the value up, and then they sell all of them. And it looks really bad for them because it's like a just a straight out and out, you know, pump and dump. But what they do now is they cooperate with the place that's selling the crypto, you know, your whatever. I don't buy crypto. What's the marketplace is called? I don't even know. And they say, look, if you do an ad for this coin, you get like 50% of the fees on it. So every time they sell a coin, you know, some of it goes to the house, right? Some of it goes to the thing. And so they just get the fees from it, and they make like tens of millions of dollars from people who like listen to them and trust them and put their money into it. And then all of their money turns to zero. And the whole time it's getting siphoned out to influencers and the people that run these sites and that sort of thing. And what I'm thinking is, I think, you know, we're all leftists here. We have very, complex views of prison and that sort of stuff and punishment. And you know, I think if a man steals a Woolworths roast chicken, we should look the other way.
Yeah. However, give him a second one. And give them some napkins, because you can't eat that in the park with your bare hands.
Yeah, I think maybe for people that are you know, running these scams and stuff, maybe we should just crucify them. We should have like nail them up on a cross and break their legs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Cut off their 100%. Hands. Hang
Sort of start taking their skin.
Yeah, and you can still cut off someone's hands and crucify them, because you're actually putting the nails through the wrists, not through the palms, like some people think. So,
that's true. That's getting confused about the stigmata, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Was there Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, yeah. I didn't say anything at the time. I don't know why. Nor did I hear anyone else who had been on the bus say anything about it. A few years later, I discovered the Patterson-Gimlin film and realized that what I had seen looked and moved just like the figure in the footage. I was telling my parents all this at dinner one night. I was maybe 13 at this point, when my brother said he had also seen the figure walking into the trees on the Durango trip.
Oh, my God.
He's 2 years younger than me, so would have been 8 or so at the time of the trip. Neither of us had ever told the other about what we saw, but our descriptions were nearly identical.
You never spoke about it? You didn't tell your brother that you... I guess. You're like, this is stupid. I didn't see a Bigfoot.
Yeah. Didn't want anyone to think I was going crazy.
Yeah.
Mountain madness.
Yeah. Classic Durango madness.
Yeah. In the mountain main... In the...
Telling your brother about it, he says, hey, you sound deranged.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, correct. Yes. Yeah. Nearly 30 years later, I still feel pretty confident that what I saw wasn't a person or a human being. Anyway, thank you. Yes, that's a good distinction to make.
Of course.
I was young and the figure I saw was far away, but still. I'm not a big paranormal guy, but that my brother saw the same thing, or at least claims to have, gives me pause. Anyway, love the show. Matu.
I think it rules to have something that, like, you have in your life that you can't explain and you can only tell, like, your closest friends and maybe a podcast about.
One podcast. Ooh. If you're shopping this out to multiple podcasts, I'm going to be fucking...
Yeah, we're going to come back. We're going to harvest you.
We only do exclusives on this show.
Exclusive only. Yeah, we're exclusively exclusives.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have another email here. This is from listener Will. Dear Bunta Vista, long-time listener, first-time emailer. It's pretty good, hey. It's like sending a letter, but it's much faster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We get it pretty almost much immediately.
Yeah.
Joke is, it's first-time emailing in general.
Yeah. SMTP, pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. So a few years ago, around 2018, driving home after a hard day's work at the Roeville Bottle-O, going up Wellington Road at about 10 p.m., I saw an object floating over Mulgrave.
That's entirely. Sorry, F sharp, A sharp infinity, isn't it?
100%, that's some Godspeed shit right
there.
That's
what you're...
Yeah, it's right there. Strange object floating over Mulgrave. There was a large orb with horizontal rings of rhythmically pulsating lights.
Oh, hell yeah. You got a good one.
Yes.
It's not just like a silvery cigar or whatever.
No.
Does he say what kind of music was emanating from the from the object? Was it trance?
Goa trance? Goa. Large object emanating
UFO
Goa trance?
Like a pump and Euro trance?
with Darude sandstorm coming from a light in the sky.
They just got that.
Yeah.
Look, they don't. They haven't kind of processed it culturally like we've had a long time to do. They're just like, oh.
Still new to them.
Can you imagine? Well, no, I guess I can remember. But do you remember hearing it when it didn't have the element of cultural cringe to it as well, where it was just like it sounded so fucking hard?
Yeah. And we were okay with, like, you know, you guys Europeans. Know the video clip of it. Yeah, we're okay with the Europeans now. Like, everything in the 90s also looked like that, you have to understand. For reason, when they filmed stuff, like it all looked like that.
It just, everything looked like that.
Everything looked like that. And it's very difficult to explain why or how, I think.
Do you guys reckon, off the top of your head, what nationality is Darude?
Darude? Mm. I'm going to go Dutch.
Finnish.
Wow, okay. Lucy is entirely correct. He is a Finn.
Oh, really? Finn?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's why we're winning those fucking trivia bucks.
Yeah, that's what
gives
him the edge.
Tony Ville Henrik Virtanen, and he's 50 years old.
Well, now he is.
It wasn't then. It wasn't when he made that banger.
Thank you for clarifying, correct.
Yeah.
I think I was saying that when we went to Melbourne, I went into a record store with my 12-year-old daughter and had a nice convo with the guy in there who just like pulled a record out of the bargain bin and gave it to her on the way out and said, "That's for you." And it was a Roseanne Cash record, one of Johnny Cash's, I assume, many children, based off of Walk Hard, I'm assuming. He had a lot of them. Oh, it's one of my favorite jokes, and that is I'm locked in a custody battle. They are trying to force custody on me.
Yeah, it's so good. But, also, his wife in that, so hot.
Okay.
Doesn't really give that impression from The Office, but she's sort of like really attractive in that movie.
Jenna Fisher.
Jenna Fisher,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, you know, she was listening to that and was like, oh, this is really, it's really great. You know, I don't know why I've never heard anybody talk about this before. And I was saying, well, that's one of the cool things about physical media is you get a thing and then you listen all the way through and you're like, this is mine, you know, nobody else knows about this.
It's not just throwaway, disposable, we don't own it kind of thing. Like,
it does not break down in the landfill.
But it should need to because it lives in your record collection.
Yeah, exactly. So we were hanging out and she was like, what's some of the first music you ever remember getting? We're talking about that, and I was like,
"Hell yeah, Backstreet Boys, Backstreet's back."
I think one of Human the first Nature. Things I remember:
Dream Theater, Scenes from a Memory, Part Two, Metropolis, Part Two. Sorry.
One of the first things I remember buying was the CD single of The Prodigy's "Smack My Bitch Up."
Yeah.
And
yeah, how old were you doing that? Because that video clip is also a lot.
Yes.
It was mind-blowing at the time. Mind-blowing. You get to the end and you go,
first person. Yeah.
This was a lady?
This is a lady the whole time?
Don't remember the film clip at all.
Lady? It's a bathroom video.
It's a first-person POV. When we say POV, we mean it.
Yeah.
And it actually applies there.
Yeah. They're having a night out. They're going crazy. They're doing drugs. They're having shots. Mm-hmm. They're getting into fights. And then at the end, you see a pair of tits.
1997. So I guess I was 14 or 15 years old, Theo.
Okay.
Fat of the land. Come on. Forget about it.
I was like, let's put that on real quick. And also, you got to listen to it real loud, I said. And we put it on. That thing hit just like Darude's sandstorm. You know, when you throw something on, you go, wait a minute. Is this still really good?
Yeah. This slaps. This goes real hard.
It slaps. Yeah. Ooh, when the bass drops in after several minutes.
They knew how to make some music. Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that guy with the funny hair.
Doesn't happen with Bumfunk MCs. Unfortunately, it's more than 50% cultural cringe than it is a bop.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a shame. The Finns, they can't always do it.
No.
Can't always, just usually.
Just in case anyone was wondering, Jenna Fisher, Isla Fisher, different people.
Yes.
They are not the same person.
Different ladies.
Are they related?
From different countries.
Yeah, different countries. One's Australian. One of them Australian. One of them not Australian. Different ladies. Amy Adams, not the same woman either.
Not the same woman.
Three different ladies. Beautiful.
She's in
all beautiful. I think I had condensed those three women down to two women in my mind.
Eleanor hates Amy Adams so much.
Jealousy.
She hates plain white women from movies. I think.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't like her either, but I'm jealous.
What?
I'm doing it for jealousy reasons.
I don't know. She's kind of like...
Not really. I just don't think she's like that interesting actress or person.
Yeah, I think Amy Adams' thing is just having good taste for parts.
Mm.
Yeah, she may not be the most amazing. I got nothing wrong with her acting, but she's... I think she's perfectly good actor, but like not one that I'd like call out. But then she's just in banger after banger, isn't she?
Get some Arrival. Good roles.
Arrival.
Yeah.
Anytime Anna Kendrick appears in a movie, my wife makes a audible noise of disgust.
Yeah, that's
really
fair.
Okay. Yeah. She's valid.
She's so good in The Master. She does a great performance in The Master. She has a few clunker lines in Arrival, but I think she's suited to it. But yeah. The Master. Oh, The Master. Holy
Everyone's dooly. Really just on their in their best.
What a picture.
In The Master. What a picture.
It was a large orb with horizontal rings of rhythmically pulsating lights and a solid tail coming out horizontally from the base.
Yeah.
Faintly in the distance.
A solid tail coming out from the base.
Are we measuring the tail? From the...
So, like, I'm picturing like a golf ball on a tee.
Yes.
I'm picturing the creature from Padillo Street Station, maybe.
Like the slake moth?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Could be beautiful. It could be entrancing. I did see, because you want to know, you know, obviously when you hear unidentified flying objects, right, you're thinking like, you know, military air base nearby. Mm-hmm. Not in Mulgrave. I'm not super across like the suburbs of Melbourne.
Are you
I've
about to read
there.
Out the thing that you just posted in our group chat? Because I will beep it if I have to.
No, not that. But in Mulgrave there is... an enormous synchrotron, which is the thing where they speed particles up to some fraction of the speed of light.
In Mulgrave.
You're telling us that we have a knockoff CERN?
Well, you use synchrotrons for producing like radioactive material for like medicine, nuclear medicine, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. For non-energy nuclear material reasons. There's a few reasons why you might need like industrial scale synchrotrons. And I'm reckoning that perhaps this vehicle or creature maybe
yes.
is attracted to places perhaps of creature. High energy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Huge electromagnetic.
That's spelled NRG
density.
For the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might be on something there.
Yeah, I think I might be right.
When I described it, one of my friends jokingly referred to it as the cosmic crack pipe. And that's not entirely inaccurate for the shape, just the relative sizes are off. Like the length of the tail was slightly less than the diameter of the orb. So the tail starts at the base but goes out back, I guess, as much as an orb can have a back. Yeah.
And the length of the tail, are we measuring that from the base?
That's very funny.
Yeah.
And the width of the tail is maybe a tenth of the diameter of the orb. That's also normal. Anyway, it was floating in place there for a couple of minutes as I drove towards it. And I considered pulling over or turning into the housing estate it was above. But the moment I made the conscious decision to just keep driving because I didn't want to become...
Yeah.
But at the moment... You got to proofread these emails. But all the moment,
in the moment,
made the conscious decision to just keep driving because I didn't want to become a you have to believe me crackpot.
Yeah.
Well,
chase it.
You
got to
fucking
see one again.
Close Encounters of the Three Kind. I guess that just did sort of ruin his life. His wife left him, and then he abandoned his wife and his kids.
Yeah, everyone's
you made
in the group chat going Three Kind.
Yeah.
Got him.
Thanks for this outlet. I don't really talk about this much because while I firmly believe what I saw was extraterrestrial in origin, I'm also quite certain that Earth has never been visited by extraterrestrials. And if I ever had to try and square that circle, I know it would either destroy the magic of what I know I saw that night, or I'd have to become an insufferable aliens truth. I love the pod. Please sew a show in Melbourne.
You gotta proofread these emails, brother.
What
does that
mean? You sound crazy.
Could mean anything.
So I guess we won't. Signs off there. You know what? You don't have to fucking square this circle. I know for a fact that ghosts don't exist, and I saw a ghost, and it was verified by another observer.
So you don't exist.
And I know that they don't exist, but I saw one. And the person that was with me also saw one. They mentioned it before I said anything.
Where'd you see a ghost?
Well, a cinema that I worked at that was hella haunted. It was like 100 and something years old. I saw a ghost of a lady. But I know that ghosts don't exist. Ghosts aren't real. Saw a ghost. We maybe have never been, probably never visited by aliens. You saw a fucking alien, dog. Easy.
You saw an alien. Yeah. You saw an alien.
Wisdom is holding two contradictory thoughts in your mind at the same time.
Mm. Also, you can be an alien truther without automatically being insufferable about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just low-key believe it.
Yeah, I think you can be the guy that's chill about it at a house party.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, no. Yeah, no, I reckon they're real, but I get that other people don't. Bam!
I'm pretty chill about the fact that the CIA killed JFK.
Yeah.
I think that's right? Just, like, I'm not making it my whole thing.
No, they did.
They did. Check out Blowback.
Check out Blowback.
I think you'll, Have
you got... change some minds. Check out The Da Vinci Code with the, with the appendices included. It might make you think a little differently about Catholicism. Now, I have included
Blowback,
by
the way. I don't want to conflate the Da Vinci Code and the Blowback thing. Blowback's really fucking good.
It'd set me absolutely insane.
It'll make you
truly
so depressed.
So, and like, if you're like maybe 10% radicalized, it might make you...
Yeah.
I've just included in the group chat an image of the inside of the Melbourne synchrotron, and that is, I think that's a majestic 12 shit. They are 100% experimenting on greys, on the tall like insectoid ones.
Yep.
What are they called? Do you know? Is there a name for?
Because
we got greys for the tall grey fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing the ones on the guys that look like grasshoppers.
Yeah,
like standing.
I reckon that this is mostly staffed by the Nordic aliens, where they're like they could just blend in.
Yeah,
but like if you're in Mulgrave and you see a bunch of like kind of Skarsgård, like handsome Skarsgård looking
too long,
people,
bit too tall, look weird.
Bit long
like
and tall.
Too tall, too beautiful. They speak kind of weird. You know, some of their vowel sounds are kind of different.
Yeah.
I think you got a fucking Nordics at the Jumbotron or whatever the fuck.
You got a Nordic infestation. Next thing you know, there's longboats in the Yarra River.
Leaving some roll mops under a cardboard box propped up with a stick.
I think we,
Okay.
Oh, hey, if that was an MJ-12 controlled facility, it would almost be sort of like an imperative that we blow it up. But that would be a crime. Yeah. We talk about crimes in Crime Watch.
Please put down your weapon. You are in direct violation of Penal Code Block 13, Section 9. You now have 5 seconds to comply.
Help me!
Comes to us from WANE in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, the Wayne.
How the hijacking of cryptocurrency computers kept frozen turkeys from getting stolen in Grant County.
Hey. Excuse me?
Yeah. Isn't that intriguing?
Ooh.
Wouldn't you love to have that mystery solved?
Yeah.
The Grant County Sheriff's Department is wrapping up October with a couple of memorable investigations involving Bitcoin and frozen turkeys.
Hmm.
Monday, the department issued a news release explaining how the two cases are related. The Bitcoin case dealt with a hijacked shipment of $700,000 worth of specialized computer equipment used to verify cryptocurrency transactions and secure the blockchain network.
You reckon you could turn that into a sick gaming rig?
I don't think so. They got they're boring now, right? Like it's gone from like hacking this shit together in your apartment.
So, like, we just build cards for this specific thing.
Well, they're not even cards anymore. Like, the difference being that it used to be on a GPU, right? A general purpose thing that you could also do sick graphics with. And now they're just on APUs, which is a machine that's built its whole life is to do hashes for the blockchain.
To try and find a prime number bigger than 70.
What a miserable... Yeah, you can't.
One day we might be able to do it, yeah. But until then...
Yeah.
On October 2nd, Your Choice, a China-based company building a cryptocurrency facility in Marion. What is... I don't want to... What's going on with all of these like that? What's AI facilities on? And cryptocurrency facilities in small-town America.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
I mean,
here.
We know what the goal is. It's like they buy land in like these small towns and they move all their shit in and...
They use up all the water.
Use up all the water,
yeah.
They put
I think Eddington is going to come to be so vindicated as a movie.
Yeah.
Plus it was good. Your Choice contacted the sheriff's department about the hijacked cargo of 1,000 Bitcoin machines that were inside a semi-trailer. Detectives learned the stolen goods were in the Chicago area, and with the help of Marion Police Department, detectives and the Chicago Police Department, the computers were recovered. While no arrests have been made, the investigation is continuing and international criminals are believed to be involved. While investigating the cryptocurrency computer thefts, detectives were able to stop the attempted theft of $75,000 worth of frozen turkeys. No other details of that investigation were provided in the news release.
There is way, way more like piracy of bulk freight going on than
sneakers,
I could
turkeys,
have possibly guessed.
Guns, yeah.
And like hijacking trains?
Stealing a train full of turkey? Frozen turkey?
Frozen turkey?
Truck, train, and then reselling it?
I think this is a truck, but yeah. You're flipping
Might have been a tractor trailer.
You're flipping it?
Yeah, how are you flipping
Who's your guy? Who's your turkey guy?
How are you going to flip that? Are you going to sell it to like local shops?
The story that we did ages ago with the guy that stole like 70 pallets of bottled water and then just sold it direct to supermarkets? It was like, hey, you want... 2 pallets of bottled water for half the price of pallets
not
of bottled water.
Guy.
Yeah, that's sure. Awesome. I don't have like an ABN and I can't give you an invoice, but if you just give me some cash.
It sounds like a lot of work, but it's straight profit. That's the thing.
Yeah. It is straight profit. Yeah.
Nothing for the tax man either.
Well, your own time has a cost.
$2,000 for an AR.
Yeah.
I'm also trying to steal $75,000 worth of frozen turkeys, but that's just so I can park on an overpass and huck them at cars.
Oh, my God. The smash feel on a frozen turkey?
A frozen turkey?
Through the windshield of a Camry? Oh, my God.
Okay, new type of demolition derby that we set up. Copyright 2025, Bunta Vista. Where it's like a sort of figure eight racetrack, but it goes up over an overpass and crosses over itself. We stand on the overpass and huck frozen turkeys at the cars as they come underneath.
Yeah.
And you just got to try and finish the race.
It actually becomes more of sort of like a chess game, really. Yeah. Because we're doing all sorts of mind games where I'm posturing my body like I'm throwing to the left. But you know that that's probably a fake out. But what if I know that you know it's probably a fake out, so I am going to throw to the left, you know?
And maybe it turns into like a similar thing to an OG demolition derby where the real heads are driving in reverse the whole time because they don't want the frozen turkey coming through the windshield
obliterating
their body.
That's really smart.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know this, but because it's a quite closely guarded military secret, but a frozen turkey thrown from the moon can have energy of like hundreds of nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it would.
Yeah.
And that's actually why we don't do that.
Thrown by the world's strongest man.
It's one of the just doing like a basketball chest pass from the moon towards the earth.
Slowly.
You know what they made you do, like just throw a medicine ball from your chest?
Yeah.
Like you would do an exercise in the 1970s? Doing that with a whole frozen turkey. Can I ask you guys something that I was thinking about yesterday and didn't bother Googling because I kind of wanted, you know, sometimes you want to know something, but you don't really want the answer. You just want to have a nice chat with your friends.
Absolutely. Yep. Trying to start
phones
a conversation.
Phones down. We have the chat.
Don't just Google this. Don't just look on Wikipedia.
Pub trivia rules. Phone face down on the table.
Yeah. It's like talking to a boomer. It doesn't matter if what you say is true.
Yeah.
As long as it starts a conversation.
Yeah, that's right. What does Camry mean?
What does Camry mean?
As in like
Camry
a Toyota
mean?
Camry?
Like a Toyota Camry.
Is it just a made-up word?
Camry.
Do they make it up?
Camry.
Camry.
Well, because they, like, The Japanese cars, the Japanese cars of the 60s and 70s and everything, there's such a combination of real words and kind of evocative made-up words, right?
Yeah.
Hilux Pulsar, Fair Lady.
Yeah, true. Hilux, like
Pulsar is a word.
Yeah,
Pulsar,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's just, they mix them all through, you know? Yeah.
And then it used to be the Toyota Echo. Now it's the Yaris.
And what does Yaris mean?
What's a Yaris?
What the fuck is a Yaris?
It's a terrible fucking name.
Echo's a word.
Echo's a word.
Corona.
Yeah.
That's a word, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we can list cars that we know, and then I'll be done a lot quicker than you guys.
Falcon.
The Toyota Matrix.
A regular at the bar came in the other day and was like, yeah, my daughter just bought a Stonic today.
A what?
What?
A Stonic? It's a Kia, right? The Kia Stonic?
Oh, I thought it was the bag that you shit in. If you've
yes, that's what I was thinking of. Why'd you call it that?
The Stonic looks like an Eastern European surname. This is my friend, Kia Stonic. Anyway, yeah, so that's how the frozen turkeys were related to the cryptocurrency thing or whatever.
Yeah.
They
were looking
it.
Into one and they're like, hey.
By the way.
They stealing turkeys from that truck?
Like, they don't even say that it's the same. It's not connected. Like,
it's
while
not connected,
investigating,
but they were looking into it. It's a B-plot.
The fucking headline is how the hijacking kept them from getting stolen.
No, I get it. Because it's they're two unrelated plots, but you need to connect them somehow. So it has to has to have a fulcrum.
Yeah. Jerry's new girlfriend runs into Kramer on the street or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And George is hitting a golf ball into a whale's blowhole.
Yeah.
It sounds like maybe they were coming back to the station from the first investigation, and there's a truck pulled over by the side of the road having a little engine trouble.
Yeah.
And they say, hey, you guys need any help? And
then you got a license for these frozen turkeys?
see that license real quick?
Concealed carry? Frozen turkey?
You don't have a deep fryer in your car there.
Oh, man, that's a good...
That'd be a federal crime.
Man, that's got to be... Like the reason 90% of people become a firefighter is so that once a year they get to do the demo of why you shouldn't deep fry a frozen turkey.
Yeah.
Man, it looks very fun. Looks like
I think
a lot
of fun. Turkey's meant to be defrosted, to be fair.
Yeah, but they do the videos they make, they're always in like a school car park that's been completely cleared out.
Is this a common thing? They about deep frying a turkey?
Meme, right? Like they did it in Better Call Saul.
Oh.
As well?
People do it all the time over there. And I think the very common thing that goes wrong is that people don't count for how much oil a full-size turkey will displace in the giant pot you've put over a gas burner outside.
When it flashes.
All the oil comes out and hits the fire on the gas burner and creates a gigantic fireball.
And it kind of burns your whole house down.
It looks sick, though.
It looks fucking amazing. Yeah, and like local firefighting departments will just put videos for the news, I guess, together of being like they'll set up a rig where they're lowering it in with a chain from like 30 feet away, fully suited up, ready to put it out.
Okay.
I watch all of Matty Matheson's videos on YouTube because I love him. I think he's great. But God, he's such a stressful person to watch cooking because he makes so much mess. And on his most recent video, he'd been to Ireland and he was making a spice bag. And so he was frying his bits of chicken and shit. And then he just throws like a whole bunch of stuff into the oil on a big cast iron pot on his stove. And it immediately all just goes straight up and over and all over the stove and the countertop.
They
have
the,
you know how
problem?
In cooking videos, they have the bird's eye view camera angle of the pot, so they just have the shot of that as all of the oil is bubbling up and over and like sheeting over the stove. It's very
stressful. I can't condone that kind of bullshit.
No, me either. Get serious.
Hey, Matty Matheson, reckless. Enough with the silliness.
Yeah.
Hey, rein it in.
I'm being serious.
The fact that Irish spice bags have made it to this podcast means they are done. They had like moment of like, you know, when people are like ironically adopting a food that was considered nasty and being like, no, actually, it's really good.
It's pretty good, though.
I mean, it is good. We know that it's good.
We know it's good.
But that moment is now over. Because
like a
halal
snack pack, you know.
Yes.
Where, like, it's fantastic. You just probably shouldn't be eating it all the time.
Yeah, not more
God,
than
God, I wish
a
I was
month.
Eating it now, though.
Yeah.
Look at that combination shaved meat.
I don't think Holy Trinity I've sauces. Never eaten a HSP, and God at this point, it's damn. Too late.
It's not too late. They still, it's they all not. Have them. They're all
no,
at
too late
every
for
kebab
me.
Shop.
Yeah.
Oh, go and have 6 to 8 beers, and then eat a halal snack pack. God damn.
Have a
I
brownie.
Can't be eating my first
one.
Halal snack pack in 2025. It's
no,
just
why not?
Not gonna
it's over. It's too
what
late
are you
for you.
Fucking talking about it's
fucking
not. You
over.
Can't think
a
like this.
A kebab's over.
Yeah.
Are chips done? What are we talking about here?
Chips are chopped.
I'm sorry, but an HSP is going to be timeless to me.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just note a little bit of synchronicity or kismet?
Mm-hmm. It's the second time you've used that word
yeah,
this week.
Did you just
odd.
Learn this word? Did you just learn it?
It's
really
no,
strange.
I've known this word for a long time. And I've just had a lot of kismet in my life in the last couple of days.
Okay.
You know, I was zooming in and out on Mulgrave in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Synchrotron.
Back and forth, back
and
forth.
And we started talking about back and forth. Back, very comforting. And we started talking about New York. And I had this dream that I was like on Mamdani's like bus for whatever, campaign bus, I don't know. And we had to keep going, east from New York, like up into the hills. Because that's like
east?
How far away his shit is.
From
right?
New York.
Along Long Island.
Okay.
So did you say this was a dream?
It's a dream, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm kind of trying to suss out the geology of Long Island to see if anything in my dream makes work. And I don't think so, right? Like, I don't think I dreamt it as like hilly, lots of forests. I know that not to be the case. And I'm zooming in and out, and what do I find? But this Phoenix experiment on Long Island, another fucking particle accelerator.
Oh my God.
It's all linked.
Don't you want to know where the dreams come from?
Yeah, ooh. I do. I think they come from the experiments.
That's really interesting.
Yes.
Has someone been accelerating your particles?
I think so. Or accelerating particles into my brain.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's very, yeah.
Yeah.
Non-consensually
zapped
with
particles. The exact kind of brain damage.
All right, your homework for this week, dear listener, is if you've been having strange dreams of late or seen things in the sky you can't explain, check where your nearest like particle accelerator is.
Yes. Yeah, not nearest to you, nearest to where your dream took place.
Oh, of course.
Because that's where the dream comes from.
Remote viewing.
Remote viewing.
Oniric remote viewing. Yes.
Diegetic particle accelerator in your dream.
Long Island.
I can say words too.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't going to say that. You've also said diegetic a couple extra times this week as well. Every time you're trying out new uses for stuff, we're watching.
Yeah, we notice.
We're making note of it. Said diegetic twice.
Let him have fun with it.
Fucking hell.
We don't always have to update the spreadsheet when he says a word.
Or ever. You could just...
Long Island. That's in America. We talk about American stuff in America Watch.
America.
This comes to us from WTEN in New York.
The 10.
This one's a bit of a downer, actually. I didn't think that this would be the last one for the episode, but hey, that's life. Ravina man charged after bullet hole found in neighbor's home.
That could be anyone's bullet hole. When you think about it, it's actually the absence of something.
Can you be charged with the absence?
So true. For literally nothing?
You got to charge me with a void? Huh? Is that what you're telling me?
Now, this usually would be the clipping report, but there's a bit of an additional detail. That I think really, I don't know, adds a bit of color to the story. A Ravina man was charged after a bullet hole was found in a neighboring residence. Christopher Caglione, 58, was charged with reckless endangerment, criminal possession of a weapon, and criminal mischief. The Albany County Sheriff's Office.
Get back here.
Yeah. Is that like that he's doing it Joker style? He's shooting a house, but like...
mischievously.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a riddle or something. Well, no, that's the Riddler.
Being the Riddler.
Yeah, he's kind of the riddling one. The Albany County Sheriff's Office said they were contacted on Monday after a Ravenna homeowner found a bullet hole on the exterior of their home. Police said Caglione accidentally discharged his assault rifle while cleaning it inside his
accidental
home.
Accidental discharge.
Well, that's a crime now.
Yeah, that's a crime now. Lock me up.
All right. The 223 round went through his wall and struck the neighbor's house. No one was injured. Police executed a search warrant at Caglione's home and found the assault rifle as well as police equipment displaying multiple law enforcement insignia. He was arrested and arraigned in the town of Coeman's Court.
Oh, so you guys don't like it when you got fans now?
Well, I'm going to post a little picture in the chat for you guys and then...
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
We can maybe... So,
I think there's some deductions that can take place out of this.
Personally, if I had seen this, if this is what I'd found in the guy's house, I wouldn't be thinking about the accidental discharge. I'd be kind of saying, what's this man planning to do?
Or what has he been up to?
What's all that then?
So we have like a sort of a police tactical vest style thing with police on it and a police badge. He's got a nightstick. Yeah. He's got a beanie that says NYPD. He's got an NYPD badge. He also has big patches for immigration enforcement and sheriff and livestock agent. He has what appears to be a rifle of some kind, an AR-15, and one of those utility belt things. Kind of.
Yeah.
So this guy was going to like patch up as a maybe a federal livestock agent
or immigration agent
or as a sheriff or as a cop and then probably like fucking do something maybe
bit of like kidnapping,
because like right now you can basically dress up in whatever, have a vest on that has immigration on it and just wear like a full face covering with like the skull from Call of Duty or whatever the fuck. And everyone
and
will
no
be
one's
like,
allowed
oh, shit.
To ask you anything or disagree.
You don't have to have like a fucking warrant or explain what you're doing or anything. And if someone tries to stop you, you can probably just like kick the shit out of them and it will look normal.
And look, we can't all predict the future. I think we need to give the people in charge a little grace. No one could have predicted that having like unidentifiable brown shirts roaming the street with like high-powered rifles and their faces completely covered and no identification and just like...
And no consistent uniforms or anything either, just sort of wearing whatever,
Kind of dealing arbitrary violence against a civilian population, that perhaps that might extend to, let's say, vigilantes.
Yeah. Sympathizers.
Let's say patriots.
Yeah.
Mm. Minutemen.
Yeah.
You know.
Super racist Minutemen who five of them can like pile out of a Tarago that is blocking three lanes in the middle of a in the middle of a city and then just start like threatening all of the brown people around them, and that will look exactly the same as the actions of the federal government.
Of the federal government.
I guess that's
that everyone's
probably
doing the Sicario
the
highway
point,
scene.
Or they don't care about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Do they still put the yellow kind of filter on the film if you're Sicaroing in like Utah?
I think closer you get to the border, the yellower it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're at 30% yellow. We gotta Did you guys see any of the pictures or footage of the guy who is the head of Border Patrol, Gregory Bovino.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And
the most fucking Third Reich looking.
Oh my God,
where
he's dressed as
seen?
An SS officer. Like,
That's how he came dressed to his hearing at the court where the judge was like, hey, you guys seem to be doing all this illegal stuff and not wearing your body cameras and all this. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, no. We'll start doing that for sure.
Yeah. Don't be walking around like you're about to film Equilibrium at Dachau.
Mm. Oh,
it's such a bad look.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
Really want this to be the
not a good look.
Look. Last story, but I guess that's...
Why'd you put that one in there, Ben? What's up with that?
Yeah.
But then if you put it first, it wouldn't have gotten us in the mood.
Yeah, that's true. We got to start with the best ones because that's when we get our energy up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we come crashing right down.
Yeah.
You know what people say? Start strong, finish poorly.
Finish morose.
Kind of putter out.
Yeah. That was definitely an episode of the podcast. Bunta Vista. Oh, fuck. I should have. You know what? Can we just maybe do one more, actually? Because this one is getting older, because I keep bumping it in the notes because it's not that funny, but it is charming me quite a lot.
Only if, I agree, but only if we say that it's because we love our listeners so much.
Yeah, we're doing the like.
Leave them on a dour note.
Yeah. You want an encore? Well, we have to go, but I guess we could do one.
I guess we could do one more
song. It's time for Europe Watch. Actually, I think this is a nice complimentary story because that previous one was about division, whereas this one is about unity, which I think is very nice. That's something we should be thinking about in these dark times.
Something people might not know about me.
I love unity.
I love unity.
I'm not talking about division head myself.
What, the game? This is from the Slovenia Times. Nets instead of wires on Slovenian-Italian border. Yes.
We're getting Slitalian up in here?
Now I'm learning that there's a Slovenia-Italian border.
Italy borders so many countries. Isn't that beautiful?
A lot of countries. Yeah.
Instead of fences and wires, the border between Slovenia's Nova Gorica and Italy's Gorizia now features basketball nets, as a brand new court has opened to celebrate the European Capital of Culture project jointly run by the two cities. The two half courts, placed parallel to each other right on the borderline, now symbolically connect Slovenia and Italy, a project that has brought together not only the two countries, but also two basketball legends. Slovenia's Goran Dragic, nicknamed Gogi, and Italy's Luigi De Tome, Italy's Luigi Gigi De Tome, two former NBA players and longtime captains of their country's national teams.
That's beautiful.
So half the court is in Slovenia, half the court is in Italy. You can cure division by playing a pickup basketball game with your fucking friends.
Two country basketball.
Both countries. Isn't that beautiful?
Cute. It's precious.
The Gogi and Gigi court is a unique venue. It consists of two half courts placed in such a way that players, when shooting hoops, shoot towards Italy in one court and shoot towards Slovenia in the other.
Finally, the right kind of shooting.
Yes. Yeah, shooting towards Slovenia.
There are QR codes on the court that take visitors to an online platform with a collection of basketball training drills, while a dedicated app also helps them find other players and schedule a game.
Wow.
This is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
This is the sort of story I thought we wouldn't see anymore. Yeah. Two countries coming together, tech solutions that are for people, not at people's expense.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? You're Slovenian. You rock up to the Slovenian half of the court and you post in the thing saying, hey, I want a buddy. While you're waiting, you run some drills. All of a sudden, Italian rocks up. No language in common, even though you live 50 meters away from each
insane.
Other.
Insane. Europe's fucking crazy.
Just the language of bowling.
Just the language of basketball, of shooting hoops.
Yeah, shooting hoops, the universal language.
Oh, my God. The other guy gets a good shot. You don't have the words to congratulate him. I mean, you almost certainly do because everyone in Europe speaks like seven languages. But let's pretend you don't and you're just like, you're pointing at him and you're nodding. Yeah. Dude, that was amazing.
Yeah. There's another common language here as well, right? And that's posting up.
Mm. Posting up at the court?
Posting up at the court? The half Slovenian, half
posting
Italian.
Posting up the half Slovenian, half Italian basketball court.
Kicking
with your
it
homies?
Back with your Italian kicking friends and your new Slovenian friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shit.
And
dude.
They've got some dope track pants on. Probably.
Oh my God, you know they do. But you've got pockets full of cured sausage.
Mm-hmm. To attract an Italian?
Well, no, because the Italians are bringing that. They've got the track pants. You've got the cured meats. Yes.
Okay.
And then halftime, you're all having a little bit of like red wine out of an unmarked glass bottle that's in a wicker basket for some reason on the bottom half. And you're eating some warm pocket prosciutto.
Oh. Mm. You know? Getting that pocket prosciutto.
Eating some Slovenian pickled greens.
It's cold outside. You've got your warm pocket prosciutto.
Let's trade some of my Kranjska klobasa for your suppressor. How about that?
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
Mm.
Can you imagine how the beautiful bonds that have formed over just a little bit of ball, a little bit of warm Chianti, you know?
A little warm Chianti on the basketball
court? A little warm prosciutto.
It just started.
And some warm Slovenian stuff.
Vodka, I guess.
Yeah, whatever the fuck they got. Dragic, who has renovated several basketball courts around the country as part of his humanitarian project, said he was very happy this unique court has come into being. I think this is a very special court. It brings together two countries, he told TV Slovenia.
Yes.
He invited Gigi to this project because he shares the same values that I have. I'm very happy with what we achieved. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gogi and Gigi. Gorgeous. Working together to bring people together. Just cross-cultural posting up and hooping. That's what we should be trying to do in these times, you know?
Yes.
Things are rough out there. Go down to the local courts and hoop. Hoop with whoever's there. Hoop dreams.
Hoop with whoever. Hooping.
I was trying to see if there's a Slovenian energy drink.
shit, yeah, good question.
Yeah, okay.
And good apparently question. The national Slovenian soft drink is named Kokta.
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 Its main ingredient comes from dog rose hip. The other ingredients come from 11 different herbs, lemon, and orange. Its original variant contains neither caffeine nor orthophosphoric acid.
Oh, that's good.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Sweet.
Beautiful.
This was definitely an episode of the podcast Buena Vista for real this time. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want more of this, if you want context behind why we wanted these spooky stories, we did a great story last week about a sort of a social organization for cops who believe they've seen the unexplained. And you can get that on patreon.com/Buena Vista, $5 a month, less than a schooner a month.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're going, I guess. I mean, if you
get in before we switch to the euro.
Yeah, that's right. The American dollar is done. It is busted.
It's dirt.
It's no good. otherwise, we will talk to you next week. Stay safe out there. Bye.
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 Another fly joint when I float on the slow jam. When I tip.